All right.
All right. Takeaway time. Tim, kick us off with takeaways.
Takeaways. So we started off with, what is Jarvis for Enterprise Insights? And, you know, Nachiket, you have some really, really great posts that you've put on LinkedIn that really break this down at a high level. And then you kind of look at each layer. And you said that this idea of Jarvis for Enterprise Insights, it really kind of started off when you were at Wayfair and you were socializing a lot of this internally, getting things moving there. And you decided to kind of put it out there. And it's really this idea that you need this data foundation, right? And there's lots of key aspects to setting a good, dependable data foundation. And you need a an ontology layer, which is kind of the evolution of a semantic layer, but for the broader enterprise to enable this, you know, Jarvis, like on like an Iron Man, right? And that's kind of, I think, the dream that we want to enable, not just for the data team, right? It's not for us, it's for the business. It's so that way, because that's just, it's just so natural to be able to interact with something conversational like that, right? And we've gotten a taste of it now with ChatGPT and those types of things. And you said that KPI definitions wasn't the main problem that was plaguing the organization that made it difficult to achieve this kind of Jarvis. It was really, you had to get kind of boots on the ground, really connect with understanding the business to real world events. Like, why is that truck, you know, why did that truck get stuck and then it didn't pass that event on to the next thing? It's those types of things where you start to realize the messy reality versus the happy path that's in the system, so that you can have a dependable, predictable, contractual, productized orientation around your data for these different use cases, for these different domains, consumer perspective and producer perspective, and then layer on, really critically, that ontology and semantic layer on top, so that you really treat meaning and knowledge like a first-class citizen. So what, right? You know, you really need to make sure that you're focusing on business outcomes and really thinking about how, you know, when you connect with what's actually happening in the field, what problems are being faced, things like lost in transit, and then providing a solution for those problems. And data teams, they need to really think about how they embed in the domain and how they really focus on the business outcome. And if there are broader problems like, for example, org issues or goal alignment issues, you mentioned that you really need leadership to step in. That's very important to really set, you know, how you can do this properly across boundaries. Juan, what about you? What were your big takeaways?
So continue from there. You have the whole change management, right? Again, you need to know your OKRs. What is your company trying to accomplish? And be able to ask the five whys. Like, what is the decision that we're trying to go drive? And if you're not able to connect things to your top level OKR, you got to keep asking why. And once you actually are able to have that, project management is really important here, because one of the things that also happens is that data becomes an afterthought. So when the more left you go is when you can start contributing much more proactively around this. But one of the things that you'll encounter as teams is like, you need to understand the incentive cultures for data producers. So if the incentive is to just deliver more features faster, then data is not their objective, is not part of that. So we need to be able to understand how to turn that into an incentive, right? So if for example, the domain teams own their data, then it brings that accountability to them. And when it comes to like the approach of building Jarvis, you said most companies have some data layer, but you need some kind of foundational layer that provides that business value. And I think that's kind of everything we discussed here about the whole semantics being a 1+1 is greater than 2. Keep your long-term strategy in mind, but continue to iterate your way over there. Hit those small wins on the way. And how do you start and avoid boiling the ocean? Again, tie things to your OKRs and build that value, show it, keep it going little by little. You start iterating around this. And I love this quote: when you solve problems, nobody asks you how you solved it. When the problem isn't solved, that is when people start to ask questions. Then we touched a little bit about vendors. And it's interesting. I like how you said that. Now everybody's talking about semantics and ontologies. Right now it's in the moment to start partnering with vendors who are actually seeing this, who have been seeing this evolution, who have actually been part of that evolution, right? So it's like vendors really understanding that there's these concepts, nouns and objects, they have identities around that stuff, and people really understand that. And then when working with vendors, two things. One, understand what is your culture? Are you a build culture, a build borrow culture, a buy first culture? And then also understand what truly are your problems, not the vendors, what they're trying to go solve. What are your problems? And find the vendors who support the problems that you have. So it's like a matchmaking situation. And at the end, I love what you said. Nobody, data is nobody's problem. Until you have a problem, then data is everyone's problem.
Oh, perfectly summarized. I love it. And one final thing I would say is that, like, ontology being a buzz right now, right? It's not AI didn't create that ontology problem. It exposed it, right? The shift left means we stop treating meaning as an afterthought. Because in the AI first world, right, ambiguity compounds faster than compute.
I think that's an important insight, because I think a lot of times people, you know, think like, oh, AI hallucinates, AI has a understanding problem, right? I mean, that's part of it, but really it's just it's taking an existing problem, an existing meaning problem that you have, and it's putting rocket fuel on it, and that's a problem we have to solve regardless of whether there was AI or not.
Because until now you were relying on the humans and their tribal knowledge and their context in their head that was not put on paper. And now you are expecting an AI agents to learn that, which was not taught at all. And that's where the ontology and context becomes so
important. Exactly. We need to start kind of materializing this.